This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
This is Tech Web. Computers.
Technology. Gadgets.
And other geeky stuff.
It's on iTunes. It's awesome.
And it's from the future.
Follow us at twitter.com/techwebcast.
And
on Facebook. And check techwebcast.info for info. Tech Webcast.
Turn on. Tune in. Drop on.
And a big welcome to episode 250 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 3rd of August 2013. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Please feel free to rate Tech Webcast on iTunes and like us on facebook.com/techwebcast. Your hosts today are Brad, Jody, Steve, Jacob, and myself, Andrew. And our special guests today are Heather, Keith, Jason, Vincent, Orshi, Brian, Gareth, Jennifer, Brent, and Paul. There you go, Brad. Well, that's a busy one for 250, mate.
It is, mate, and I got them all on.
good stuff. And welcome aboard, everybody.
Yeah, welcome everyone to the show. Hope you enjoy and have fun.
Hey.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi.
So, Andrew, how's your week been, mate?
Week has been pretty busy, just moving along. We've been working on the app still for my platform and went out last night into the city and caught a live band at about midnight. So sort of put on the, round the clock back about 10 years, I think.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's been a pretty good fun week.
You went and seen Friends with Rom?
Yeah, saw Friends with Rom at the Corner Hotel in Richmond.
Sweet.
Yeah, a whole lot of fun. Really good,
stuff,
good time.
Good stuff. And did you go in the mosh pit?
I didn't actually. A couple of my friends did. I was sort of thinking about it, but I just thought, you know what? Not tonight.
All right. We've got Paul on. Welcome, Paul.
Hey, how you going, bro?
How you going, mate? Welcome to the show. Also got Jason from TechAU.
G'day, Brad.
How are you, mate?
Good, thank you.
Good to have you
back.
Thanks
for having me on. 250. Right.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. And we'll have a chat to you very shortly. We also got Keith Tier on from Keith Tier. .com and Just Me, that sort of good stuff. Welcome, Keith.
Hi. And, thanks for having me.
No problem, mate. Also got Jacob on.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
And where are you from, Jacob?
From Florida.
Good stuff. And also we've got Jody on from near you too.
Oh, yeah. 250. Woohoo!
Nice work, Jody.
Yeah, nice work, Jody. Favorite guest so far, Jody, you've spoke to so far, mate. Who's your favorite?
My favorite guest?
Yeah, so far.
Oh, that'd be awful hard to figure just one.
Name.
We've had so many tremendous guests. And I know some of them are on the show again tonight.
Yes,
or she's on, and Keith and Brent has been on, and we've had, a whole plethora of great people. So I'm looking forward to another 250 episodes at least.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Also got Vincent Brown from Venturative.com. Welcome, Vincent.
Hey, good morning.
It's not actually morning, mate. It's actually afternoon.
It's morning where I am in Adelaide.
All right, is it? Okay, 11:30 there were you, isn't it?
11:45,
okay, there you go. Okay, sorry about that. Who else we got on, Andrew?
We've got Brian on. We've got... how you doing, Brian?
Hey, Brian, how are you, mate?
Ah, hello. I'm all right.
No, you don't sound very well today, Brian.
Well, I'm trying to recover from working the night shift for the past month, so.
All right, good stuff. Also, we got Gareth on. Welcome, Gareth, for the first time on the podcast, mate.
Hello, people.
How are you, mate? Good to have you on.
Good to be here.
You actually won one of the prizes that we did a giveaway a while back at the Apple TV, is that correct?
I scammed you out of an Apple TV, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, very cool, mate. Do you still like it? Do you still have it, or you gave it away to someone?
I gave it to a friend because this is the bit where everyone kicks me off. I'm kind of a Microsoft guy, so it didn't really work with my setup too well.
All right,
so,
well, you and Jason.
I gave it to a,
you're not the only friend. One, mate.
Yeah, I was going to say, you and Jason will get along fine. also got Steve on. Welcome, Steve, Chatterbox Live.
Hey, how you doing?
How you going, mate?
That's going to be a busy, busy episode.
It is going to be a great episode. Also got Brent on. Welcome, Brent.
Hey, Brad. Congratulations on 250.
Thanks, buddy. Jennifer. Hello.
Hey, good evening, or good afternoon, or good morning, wherever you are. Congratulations on the big 250. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Andrew sent me a message on Facebook saying not forget Heather Stewart. We'll never forget her. Heather, how are you?
Hi, how's it going?
Going well, mate.
250, are we drinking?
Are you?
It's evening where I am, so.
That's good.
Hey, I got plenty of whiskey, so.
Drink away, drink away.
Wow.
Drink away. Who else, Andrew? Is that it?
I think Jason. Have we introduced Jason?
Jason,
yes, you have.
Yes,
yeah.
We have.
Yeah.
We have. So, why don't you have another introduction, Jason?
Yeah, go ahead, Jason. Plug your
Jason site. Cartwright from TechAU.tv.
That's it. And tell us about TechAU's website and stuff, mate.
Yeah, it's not too happy at the moment. Had some server issues this week. But other than that, you know, new review products in, Canon 700D and that sort of jazz. So, yeah, things are going well.
Oh, good stuff, mate. Good stuff. Okay. All right, let's jump into some news, Jake, before we get into the guest.
All right. This is one for Australia, Foxtel Play, Internet Protocol TV, service now live in Australia ahead of official launch.
Okay, plug the website, by the way, Jacob. This is the main reason why I want to get this story in there, because it was actually on Engadget.
Yes, it was.
Right. My Delimiter.
Yeah, who's that, by the way?
So, Renee LeMay.
Okay, yep.
Runs the Delimiter in Australia, and Engadget picked it up from them.
Ah, okay, so they didn't actually write the story, Engadget. They just copied it, did they?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Andrew, what's your view on Foxtel Play, mate?
I mean, realistically, it's just like Foxtel Go, which I quite like. I mean,
I love Foxtel Go.
Yeah, it's Foxtel Play. I think it's fantastic, and I think it's probably taken so long to come out because Foxtel have been worried about losing some of their, you know, customers who have the set-top box under the TV and are paying $130 a month to do that. My dad's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's something that had to come out sooner or later because Foxtel need to compete with IP services that are available overseas, you know, and people getting a $5 or $7 proxy per month to use them. I've been using Foxtel Go on my iPad for a couple of months, and I've been using Foxtel Play just for the past few days.
Yep.
And it's a really good experience so far. There's a few little bugs, which you expect when a new product comes out, but I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, now, this is one thing I don't get. People complain about this sort of thing, and as it was only launched the other day, they need to realize that it's just launched, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And as you said, they complain and they go to them and have a big whinge, but the reality is there's going to be bugs, there's going to be issues with any new product launch. The best thing you can do is say, put your hand up and say, hey, look, there's a problem with this, there's a problem with that. You know, when that doesn't get fixed, when that doesn't get resolved, that's when the real problem is. But if sort of point people in the right direction, that's a part of the process, particularly for very smaller companies.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Jason, from TechAU? What do you think about this?
Yeah, look, I'm a fan of Netflix, and we'll get to a Netflix story later on. But yeah, I'm a Netflix subscriber, and the pricing for Foxtel just doesn't appeal to me. $25 for a basic package, and then you're up to $50 if you want more than that. So, until they roll a la carte, really cheap channels, I could pick out, you know, say three channels and subscribe to that pretty cheaply. Mm-hmm. That would get my money. But other than that, I'll be just continuing with international offerings.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Netflix is great. I use Netflix as well on my iPad. I love it. I just wish they would bring it to Australia. Paul, what about you?
Oh, I totally agree. Like, I'm a Netflix subscriber as well, and I even gave up my Foxtel because I actually watch Netflix more than I do with Foxtel.
Okay.
So, I totally agree. I wish Netflix was actually in Australia, but, it's in the UK, for crying out loud. Why can't it be in Australia?
Well, I think it's something to do with QuickFlix being here.
Well, yeah, and I don't think a lot of them agree with that because we have things like Foxtel here. I don't think they would want something that cheap to be brought into the country because we get ripped for everything in Australia.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It doesn't matter what it is.
If Netflix did get here, they'd probably charge, instead of $50 a month, you'd probably pay $40 a month for them. So
for Netflix?
We would definitely get ripped for it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like,
if it ever did come here.
Yeah, I agree. What about you, Vincent? What's your view on all this?
Well,
as others have said, you know, $25 a month is still pretty expensive compared to VPN services that a lot of people are doing now. But I think it's interesting, the timing, because this week there was a Australian government inquiry into IT pricing in Australia and, you know, just why we generally pay, you know, up to twice as much for things that are digital services. So there's absolutely no reason for us to be paying so much over here in Australia. But it was funny that the ultimate sort of outcome was that the Australian Government Committee basically said, yeah, you're better off just going overseas and buying your stuff from there rather than supporting Australian services, which is quite surprising.
Wow. All right. Brent, have you on that story?
The pricing is interesting, but I think the one thing they're definitely doing correct here is launching directly to game platforms, at least the Xbox 360. Netflix in the United States gets so much of their streaming through game consoles, and you know, getting it built in on a streaming box or a Blu-ray player is actually less than the gaming consoles. Yeah, they're going to be on the smart TV platform from Samsung as well, but game consoles is a good way to get started when you launch.
Yeah, definitely. What about you, Gareth? What do you reckon?
Sorry, I was on mute. I've just actually cancelled Foxtel recently because it's just too expensive. So I'm going to agree with everyone else and say until it's sort of you can pay what you want. If I could have five sports channels and you know and Discovery for $25, I'd do that. But it's still too expensive. And there's like everyone said, there's better offerings from. You know, apart from sports, you can get everything from Hulu and Netflix anyway. So, yeah, it's a real shame. But it's a step in the right direction for Foxtel, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. What about you, Keith? Do you have pay TV or do you use Netflix or over there? Where you are?
You know, so I use... I do a couple of things. I'm a big Man United fan, and the only way to get live sports is on cable or satellite. So I subscribe to Comcast. And they force you to buy the most expensive package if you want live sport. So, you know, that's like $80, $90 a month. But most of what I do is not related to that. Most of what I do is Netflix or over-the-top content. And I really just use Comcast for live sport and live news.
Okay, nice one. What about you, Jennifer? What do you use?
Sorry, I was on mute. Sorry. I cut the cord a few years ago, so I use Netflix and I'm sorry, I don't have my phone on silent there. Netflix and what else? Hulu and I use all my other devices too to access that. So I think that Foxtel is doing something, you know, going in the right direction with this, and they need to do something to be competitive in this space, right? They need to get into this space. Whether or not this price point is good, that's you know another story. I kind of agree with Jason. It'd be nice if they just had a la carte programming and you can kind of get what you want. So, you know, but good for them for at least going in this direction and getting a start in it. And, you know, and then maybe prices will change as they test it out.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good way to get Foxtel if you don't want to put a box in or you can't get it in your area. And, you know, it's, Okay, what about, who else can I ask? Steve, what about you?
I don't know much about Foxtel. Obviously, it's based in Australia. It's interesting to note somebody brought up sports. Sports seems to be the most expensive package on cable TV compared to a lot of the other things. And it's kind of interesting where to get the most expensive package to get the sports. And it's, in some instances, I could see why, because it's just so expensive.
All right, good stuff. Jody, what's your view on this?
Well, not knowing the competitive landscape in Australia, because we're in the U.S., it sounds like they're trying to appeal specifically to gamers, which is probably a good strategy.
Well, you can get Foxtel on the computer now and also on the Samsung TV, so, yeah.
So would you, I mean, it just seems like it's a, you know, at least if not a great strategy, it's at least a strategy to appeal to a different demographic and try to capture more market share.
Yeah, definitely. But,
Netflix is great, and I think that, I mean, we're talking games and then we're talking entertainment, so I think they're a little bit different in some respects.
Definitely. Heather Stewart, what about you? Do you have pay TV or cable TV?
Yeah, our household is sort of has everything, so
we kind of do it. If the technology is available, we probably have it. So, cool. Considering I'm married to Alex Albrecht, so yes, but we have cable, but we also have Apple TV, we have Netflix, we've kind of got any way and source you want to get entertainment coming in. We got it.
Good stuff. All right, Jacob, let's move on to the next stories, mate.
All right, got one up here. Apple acquires wireless chip maker, passive semiconductor.
All right, any views on that, Andrew, or anyone else?
Can I give a little bit of info so people can understand it?
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, so basically they're putting Bluetooth LTE, the 4.0 on here. I'm just picking, because they bought out Hopstop and Locationary.
All right.
Actually, I've got something to say about the Bluetooth chip.
Go ahead.
It's. I think one of the reasons that they're going with this company is because they're trying to utilize some very low, something that would use very low electricity, like in battery life. For use in things like iWatch, which they're supposedly maybe coming out with sooner or later.
All right. Cool. What about you, Paul? What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, I agree with the fact that it's probably to do with conserved battery life and that sort of thing on their devices. But I don't really see much of a point besides that. Like, it just seems like an effort just to increase the battery life of all their products.
All right. Okay, what about you, Jason?
So I would say this is sort of a continuing strategy for Apple, that they first acquired the processor manufacturer for smartphones, and that's in the iPhone now. I believe they acquired GPU and integrated that as well, so now they're moving into the wireless spectrum. And Bluetooth 4 is actually a critical technology going forward. There are new devices that are coming out that utilize it and require Bluetooth 4, and it can actually extend the range considerably over existing Bluetooth standards. So there was a recent Kickstarter, or it might have been Indiegogo, one of the crowdsourcing projects that there was this little tile that basically you could tag to, you know, your keys or anything as you go around the world, and if you lost it, you could pick up your phone and say, hey, where's the tile? It depended on this new Bluetooth 4, so you know, there are certainly new things coming out that will depend on it. So it's a good move from Apple and a continuation of their existing strategy to just buy companies and integrate and make their products better.
All right. Keith T, do you have a view on that story?
Well, the other thing to bear in mind is that Apple, at the last developer conference, announced something called beacons. And beacons are low-power Bluetooth emitters that will exist in time and place. So you could be walking down a high street, and these beacons could exist on the high street. And that, if the phone has the right sensors, it will be able to pick up all kinds of contextual information from where you are. So Bluetooth 4 is becoming more and more important to the future of context-aware phones. So I think it's a fairly strategic acquisition for them.
All right. Anyone else got a view on that story? Or
Real quick, I would say that you know, Apple has depended on Samsung a lot for its manufacturer of the CPUs that go in its wireless and portable iOS devices. So to see them buy a company like this is a small step in the direction of slowly getting more independent from the bigger suppliers like Samsung, who they obviously compete with final products.
All right, good stuff. Jody, do you have a view on that story?
No, only that in the notes it appears that somehow or other, they've linked this to wireless charging.
Oh, okay.
Which would be phenomenal if they actually perfect it and make it work, because that's one of the big downfalls of all of the iOS devices.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jacob, next story, mate.
I got one that would continue on with what Jody is saying.
Mm-hmm.
TCL Communications, Sun Partner Testing, technology that could draw solar power via a smartphone's screen.
Okay. All right. What's the next story?
That is it.
Is that it?
I think this is going to be interesting for they're talking about the photovoltaic screens that that allow a photovoltaic cell to be put over the screen of the iPhone or any phone. so that you can see through it, so that it can still recharge using this large surface of this of the phone's face. But I was thinking also it'd be excellent in the iWatch because your arm is always hanging out, you know, in the sun. I mean, it's although they say that they can be recharged from lights in the room as well as sunlight. I still think the sunlight's the strongest thing. So if you imagine an iWatch, I think this would be great technology.
Well, I've got
combined with the low-powered Bluetooth that is going to have to be in the iWatch. I think that's a good combo.
Well, I've got a G-Shock watch that's actually charged by sunlight and stuff. So yeah.
Remember the old in the 80s? They've had like kinetic mechanisms to recharge watches, mm-hmm. and you know, I'm thinking that's probably going to also be in the iWatch. Mm.
But it all comes back to mobility,
where you shake your wrist.
Wearable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've had one of those before. It works. All
right. Yeah, they do. Well, the arm moves around so much, it seems you know, good idea.
All right. Anyone else got a view on that story? Keith, do you have a view or anyone else? Or?
Not really.
All right, Jacob, next story, mate. Move on.
All right. Facebook ads cover feed to standard Android app. No home required.
Well, I tried this out this morning on my phone. It looks fantastic. Paul, you got an HTC One. You going to try this out on your phone, mate?
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet, but what is it? What does it exactly do?
It just shows that when your phone's on a lock screen, it just shows your Facebook status updates and stuff, that sort of thing.
Oh, so it turns your phone essentially into the Facebook home?
Yeah, when it's on a lock screen.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
I see.
Okay, Jason?
Yeah, it looks good. It's a little similar to what we have on the Windows Phone as well. But yeah, it looks good that, you know, Home is rolling out to a number of devices, but it's certainly limited at the moment. So to just at least have some of that functionality is good for every Android device.
So you like Home, Jason?
Pardon?
Do you like the Home on the phone? Do you like it, Facebook Home?
Yeah, I mean, it's good in concept. not many people have it, I would say. It depends on your device. But yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
All right, what about you, Heather? Do you like Facebook Home?
Sure. I'm not a big... I want to love Facebook, but I avoid it. But yeah, I think it's great. I think it's a great... If you're into it, then yeah, it's great for you. Do it.
Yeah, definitely. All right, good to answer.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Vincent, what about you?
Yeah, I suppose it's a good thing. Personally, I'm not going to use it because I don't have a Facebook account. Okay. But for those that do, amazing. I think it's probably good.
All right. What about you, Keith? Do you?
You know, I do use Facebook mainly for like personal promotional stuff. It's like a channel for me, but I don't really use it for social reasons with people I know very much. Okay. So I don't. You and me chat on Facebook, Brad, but I pipe it into Skype. So Facebook's just in the middle somewhere.
Good stuff. Yeah, Skype's great. What about you, Brent?
I don't know about the rest of the world, but in the U.S., the tech media was pretty critical of how Facebook launched Home as a marketing campaign. It was confusing, apparently, to the consumers, so it wasn't widely adopted. So any move on their part to get Home easier to be adopted by an Android user is a good move.
Okay. Anyone else got a view? Garth or Andrew got a view on that story?
Nope.
Nope. Okay, Jacob, next story, mate.
Google Play version of the Edmodo X is coming soon.
All right, good stuff. Keith T. Robert Scoble got a one this morning. Is that correct?
He did. We had it on the Gilmore Gang, and he was pretty underwhelmed by it. He kept trying to talk to it, and it didn't understand him well enough most of the time.
Wow. So did he do an unboxing at all, or how did it all go?
He already had it unboxed, so he kept saying, hey, Google now. You know, who is Steve Gilmore? And it basically didn't know.
Oh, wow. That's fail. All right. Okay.
It was a bit of a fail. And, it's an underpowered phone. The only feature you would really want it for is the fact that it's always listening to you.
Yeah.
So whenever you say, hey, Google now, like with Google Glass, you say, hey, Google Glass. So they have different verbal prefixes to trigger the devices. So if you had both, as Robert has both, he's starting to look like a Borg.
Wow.
And
drain your battery considerably.
Well, actually, the biggest thing they've done is they've put sensors in that do the listening that don't really drain the battery life. So It wakes up when the sensor can detect those words, and then it wakes it up once it's heard those words.
Okay. Andrew, what's your view on this phone? Do you like it? Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Okay. Andrew, what about you? Have you seen the phone?
I've seen it visually, but not in person, obviously, over here in Australia. But it looks like there's a whole lot of effort going into this phone, to the extent where it's almost like it can't fail, because Google, and Motorola are just going to throw so much money to actually get this thing to market. I think Google have already said they're going to come out with, it was $500 million or $1 billion worth of marketing campaign to support this phone. And I saw something a couple of weeks ago out the back of Motorola's head office, where there were a number of high-end tech bloggers and scribes just looking up, talking about and experiencing this handset. So it's really moving on to, from what I've read, there's a number of things, as you just said, Keith, where it's going to do things a whole lot differently. And I think Google and Motorola are going to put the money in to hang around and watch it grow. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting.
I like how you can personalize the phone. Have you seen that, Andrew?
Yeah, I have. It's good, but as Keith sort of said, if you've got your glass and you're sort of going, hey phone, and
yeah,
okay
true.
Glass, and
yeah,
there
yeah.
could be a bit of a mix-up. Maybe the two of them could have a conversation together.
That's a good point. Okay, what about you, Jason from TechRU?
Yeah, look, I have seen the videos, and obviously when the launch event happened, I was watching that, but I'm super enthused about giving the voice control without interacting with the phone. There's been plenty of times where you're tucked up in bed and you've forgotten to set the alarm for the next day. It'd just be awesome to say, wake me up at 7 and it does it for you.
I just tried
that. I know that's a small thing and it's a very first world problem, but it is just so sort of nice to touch is.
Yeah, I tried that on my phone before, and it works great. You can set the timer and stuff, and that sort of thing. It's really good on Google Now, what it's called. What about you, Jennifer and Jody? You guys like it all?
I love this phone. I haven't seen it yet, but I love what it can do for you. I love the whole voice part of it, the fact that you can say, okay, Google Now, yada, 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 whatever it is, and it will, listen to you. That, I think, is really a game changer. It really is. Now, spec-wise, it's more of a mid-tier. It's not, it's not the highest on the spec-wise, but as far as what it can do software-wise, it's pretty awesome. The fact that they're launching a version that's Google-only is great. My concern is that going to be released with all carriers? Or can you activate that device in all carriers or just AT&T, like here in the States. So that would be an issue. And then the customization, I think that's really cool. It kind of reminds me of Apple, where you can engrave it. That's really cool too. But another thing that's really poor about that is they're launching it with only AT&T going forward in the beginning, and it's going to be months before we see something like that with any other carrier. So, I'm really excited. I cannot wait to start using it, and
I
look forward to it.
I like the wooden version of it. The wood version, the wood one.
That picture is cool. I saw that. Yeah.
Even the wallpapers are great on there.
Yeah, the wallpapers are really neat. Also.
Yeah.
I saw you have it. You have it installed on your system.
Yeah,
already.
I got one on my phone. Yeah, it's really good.
On your phone. Yeah. Yeah.
What about you, Jody? Do you like the phone?
Honestly, I feel like it's about time for Motorola to have a hit. They haven't really had anything, in my opinion, since the old flip phones that's been cutting edge. I'm not sure that this is necessarily cutting edge, but I'm curious to see how it competes and what kind of market share it's going to get.
All right. Vincent?
Oh, nothing much else to add, but I saw the wooden one, and I thought at first, oh, that looks awesome. I'd love to have some wooden tech. But then I saw some critical remarks about it compared to the wooden paneled cars, that were quite big in America in the 70s or 80s, which are quite unfashionable now.
Yeah, definitely. What about you, Gareth? Do you have a view on that? On the story?
I'm sort of underwhelmed a little bit. I don't even use Siri on my iPhone 5 because I just don't want to talk to my phone. I'd rather talk to the person on the end of it. So that kind of, it just seems weird that, and I really couldn't see myself walking around with Google Glass and talking to myself.
Now,
and, people think I'm even stranger than I am. So.
Now, Jason, you tried out Google Glass, didn't you, mate, in America?
I did, yeah. When I was in the States, I got a chance. Yeah, it was really awesome to, I wish I had I mean, I wish it's in Australia, basically, and I wish that I had one. If you get to try one, yeah, it absolutely just makes you want it. So, wow. Really interesting experience, and it's sort of it's I guess well documented now of its limitations. But hopefully, when it's consumerized and we all get to buy it next year, it's somewhat affordable. But yeah, I'd definitely be interested to see how viable it is as a day-to-day device. That's super encouraged, cool. Though. It's got a lot of potential.
Oh yeah, definitely. Okay, Paul, what do you reckon?
Well, the phone's got good. It's got a unique feature, so I think when it's out in the market, I think people can actually look at that and say, "Oh, this is the only phone that can do this without having to press a button or anything like that to get voice control." But I think they're testing the water as well. If they're coming out one carrier only, it looks like they're really trying to test the waters before they actually try to go mainstream.
All right, okay, Jacob, any more stories? Because
just one.
I might say something.
Oh, sorry, Brian. Go ahead. Sorry, man. I've got you here. Go ahead. Sorry, mate.
You forgot I was here. Oh my goodness.
Go ahead, Brian. Just talk about it, mate.
You know, as for the phone, you know, to me, okay, it's big deal. You know, but they do say you have to try it in order to really get a sense of what it's really like.
Yeah.
But my only hope is that you can eventually change Google Now's name to whatever you want. So, and if this actually works with your house, I'd like to change mine to Hal and open the garage door and say, right. Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, Brian, do you have any views on them other stories that Jacob mentioned? Because I forgot to ask you about the other ones. Mate, sorry about that. Did I ask you or not? Did I ask you about the other stories or not, mate?
No, you asked if everyone else has anyone.
He did not answer me, so I don't care. Jacob, any more stories, mate?
Just one from Netflix.
Okay, go ahead.
Netflix announces family member profiles coming to Android soon.
All right, good stuff. Keith, finally. Do you like this one?
I love it because my kids watch my Netflix, and every time I go and watch it, it's offering me kids stuff, and I've got to work real hard to find stuff I want to watch, and this should fix that.
I definitely agree. Okay, anyone else got a view on that story?
Nope, I do.
Yeah, I don't have it yet, and I want it.
Okay. Okay. For some reason, I can't view my account details. I don't know. I'm not sure why, but I think it's broken. What about you, Jennifer?
I think it's great. I love the fact that they have profiles where you can, you know, and I guess have some segmentation and as far as what your viewing behaviors are. And the one thing I do not watch this on my Android at all. You know, I have an Android tablet. I never put Netflix on it. So I'm not, you know, but that's me though. There are a lot of people that do. And I think it's fantastic that they're rolling it out. So kudos for Netflix. Good job, guys.
All right, Jody, you have a view on that or not?
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of curious. It's interesting. Yes, is it great to have profiles? Of course it is. And can they now tailor content to the different profiles? Absolutely. But I'm curious whether it's going to be the beginning of a price increase dependent upon the number of users you have. Because let's face it, Netflix, historically, they've done some false steps in terms of changing their pricing model without giving everybody a whole lot of heads up. I'm just hoping that it's not a precursor to a price change or a different pricing model.
All right. What about you, Heather?
I think it's fantastic. I think Netflix has been kicking ass lately. And yeah, the price change, I think it scared them. And now with all of their original content and the shows they have coming out and personalizing, like, this is amazing. Because then I can get on and whatever Alex has been watching or, you know, I can... It's personalized to me. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. All right, anyone else got a view on that story? Steve?
I'm a Netflix fan, but I got to tell you, the fact that they haven't figured out user profiles until 2013 is kind of pathetic. They've been dragging their feet on this for a while to try to squeeze extra money out of people by getting additional subscriptions.
I agree with you, Brent.
All right.
That's 100%.
All right. Okay, well, I believe... we have Aussie Pekanyi on the show today from Women as Entrepreneurs. How are you?
Hey, Aussie, how are you? Welcome back to the show.
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me, and congratulations for the 250 shows. It's amazing.
Thanks so much, Aussie. Appreciate it. What have you been up to last time we spoke?
We spoke a few months ago, right? Yeah. I've been very busy. A couple couple of things. Probably number one is that I become an Australian citizen.
Oh, nice. Good on you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, good on you.
You little beauty.
8 years. But finally, yeah, I'm an Aussie now. So I'm actually going to my first rugby game today.
Oh, nice one. What time does that start, Doshi?
You had to wait 8 years to do that?
I'm pretty shocked that that isn't a requirement of Australian citizenship. I don't know how you managed to become a citizen without having seen a rugby game.
I know. That's something that I haven't done yet. So I need to also get familiar with the rules and everything. So this is where I'm heading, actually, after the show.
So after the rugby game, you've got to get drunk on Foster's Lager.
Foster's Lager? That's one beer I don't recommend. get VB. Get
that's
VB.
Some good stuff.
VB.
Yeah, VB.
No one drinks Foster's in Australia. Yeah, that's an English thing.
Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah,
drink,
yeah.
But I put a shrimp on a barbie.
That's it. Yeah, I agree. See that?
I don't think anyone says that here.
No, they don't.
I don't know. That's another English thing. Can you put a shrimp on the barbie?
You get smacked if you said that.
I actually had to pass the test.
Yeah. Okay. What about you?
You've got to do the Tim Tam Slam, though.
Yeah. What about you, Jody? What do you think about this? Are you going to move to Australia?
I think it's wonderful. Congratulations, Orshi.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, good on you, Orshi. Vincent, what about you?
I think she needs to do a Tim Tam Slam followed by the Vegemite Challenge.
Have you tried Vegemite yet, Orshi?
That would be a horrible aftertaste. Of
Vegemite?
Yeah. Have you tried
Vegemite? Yeah, actually, probably do it the other way around would be better.
Yeah. Okay. And what about you? What about you, Heather?
I think it's great. Welcome, Orshi.
All right. Okay. Okay, Jacob, go ahead, mate. What do you want to say?
Yeah, at first I thought she said put shrimp on a Barbie doll.
No. But you've tried Vegemite, though, haven't you, Jacob? Give us a rundown on your view on Vegemite.
It's okay. It's just I haven't had much in a while.
Yeah, well,
it's disgusting. How can you say it's okay?
Do people still eat Vegemite in Australia? Yeah.
Of course, mate.
We live on it. Three times a day.
If you go to every household, you'll see it. They'll have it. Trust me.
Have you ever heard of peanut butter?
Yes, I have. I love peanut butter.
Oh, God. That's disgusting.
Or Nutella.
Nutella,
many, many years ago, I was quite young. I went because my sister lived in the U.S. And I went to visit her, and she put me and my other sister into a weekend getaway with other young people. And we spent the night there, and the next morning the guys asked us, what do you guys want for breakfast? And me and my sister just said, can we just get some toast with some butter on it? And they looked at us, oh my God, are you guys starving in Hungary? Because what they ate was bread, peanut butter, jam, Nutella, and other carrots, baby carrots, and that was the breakfast.
Oh, gross!
Oh,
wow, that's unbelievable. All right, okay, Orshi, what else you want to tell us before you go?
Yeah. Well, I've been very busy just with building women's entrepreneurs. I actually last week I gave a talk at UTS for university students about entrepreneurship, and I enjoyed that really, really, really very much.
Nice.
So, I think I'd like to do some more teaching and just talking to uni students. They are very inspiring and smart and, motivating. So, that was fun.
That's good. That's good. Someone just answered me.
We need to get the new, the next generation. Start businesses.
All right, Jacob. Jacob, who do we have on Skype right now?
We just have. I think we got Ozzy Ramos.
Welcome, Ozzy.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good, mate. Welcome. We can hang around for a minute, and we'll have a chat to you in a second.
Yeah.
So tell us more. What else do you want to tell us?
That's pretty much it. All right.
Are there any events or things coming up?
Experiments with the new thing, actually, at Women as Entrepreneurs. Maybe I can get the girls' opinion on that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, An idea is called, we call it We Local. So what we want to do is to connect, because we have members from all around the country, but we obviously unable to organize events everywhere. So what we want to do is to connect the members locally, so then they can meet up and put on virtual events. Cool. So I really want to sort of build a platform for that, where we can just connect. So everyone who is a Women Entrepreneurs member can log in, put their postcode in, and connect with the other members living nearby and just meet up with them.
All right. Andrew, any more questions? Or?
Not really. I just think it's fantastic what you're doing with Women as Entrepreneurs, helping to guide some women who aren't quite sure whether or not they want to be an entrepreneur, whether they want to get in business. And I think it's a fantastic thing that you're doing throughout the country and now obviously throughout the world. And just are there any events or anything that you've got coming up that we can hopefully encourage a few women who might be listening to attend?
Well, what I can say is just to get on our mailing list. We will announce any We Local events that our members are putting on. So this was my focus in the past couple of months, to get our members to put on local events. We'll have one major one in Sydney probably beginning of September, but we don't have the date for that. So just get on womenasentrepreneurs.com.au if you're interested and sign up on our newsletter.
All right, good stuff. Joe, do you have any questions for Aushi at all before she goes?
No, just wish you the best of everything, girl.
Because Jody always has cool questions to ask, and I always want to make sure I check all the time.
Wait a minute. I'm yet to interview Jody, actually.
Yeah, you should. You should interview her. Yeah, you should.
We have to organize that.
Definitely. Okay. Okay. Steve, you going to say something?
Yeah, real quick. This is on Aushi, her getting Australian citizenship. Welcome to the dark side.
I have to protect the country.
You do, yes, you do. All right, Keith, do you have any questions, or Heather, do you guys have a question for Aushi? Or?
I think Aushi is awesome.
Yeah, I love that name.
Thank you so much. You are awesome, too.
It's an awesome name, yeah, I agree. Okay, Keith, do you have any questions? No. All right, let's move on. Andrew, do you want to hang around, Aushi, or do you want to need to go?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
No problem.
The show, okay. The 250, you have to celebrate tonight.
Thank you, mate. Next, mate.
Hey, sorry, I was muted when you... I did ask a question, but I was muted.
Okay, go ahead. Keith, you want to ask again?
No, it's fine. I asked her, how did she get to be so awesome?
Oh, okay. How did you get so awesome, Aushi?
I was born this way. Plus the Australian citizenship, Aussie.
Just like Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I was going to say, born this way.
I got one question for you.
Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
Because you're a newly Australian citizen, do you know the second verse to the Australian anthem?
I know the first.
Yay! We're all in the same boat. None of us do.
I was about to say, do you?
He's actually asking because he wants you to tell it to him.
Yeah.
I had to attend the ceremony to get the Australian citizen certificate, right? And we all had to sing the national anthem. And I prepared for it. I was for weeks and weeks. I was just, singing it at home and preparing for it. And at the ceremony, I was singing it so loud that the woman who was actually doing the ceremony said, "Oh, and we have a singer here today."
Very cool. All right. Okay. Thanks so much for being on, Aushi. We need to move on. Sorry about that. I don't mean to be rude, but we need to move on. Thanks for being on.
Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate your time. We've got Heather Stewart on today, Andrew. Welcome, Heather.
We do.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks for being on. Tell us about you, what you do.
I am a singer-songwriter and an actress, and I have a new album coming out on October 8th.
Nice.
Called What It Is.
Sweet. Great music, by the way. Give us a sample.
Thank you.
Can you give us a sample at all?
Thanks. What's that?
Can you give us a sample of the music?
Yeah, you want just a little bit?
Yeah, go on. Whatever.
What's that?
Yeah, whatever you want to do. Yeah, that's cool.
Sure. I'll sing you a quick song. How's that sound?
Yeah, yep.
Here we go. with my little tiny microphone headphones. You're not my type. I'm not yours. You're an open window and I'm a closed door. You're so optimistic, I can't see why you think you can fix it when I just wanna cry. Once we get over, it's never gonna be like what it is alright. You hate my favorite dress, the one I always wear. I wish that even one time you might shave and fix your hair. Some days I just don't listen, you talk anyway. Some days I just don't get it. Maybe that's okay. Once we get over, but it's never gonna be like the one it is alright. So meet me in the middle. What it is what it is. And what we are is beautiful. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, it sounds good, Heather. Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
Oh, my God, amazing.
Dynamite. Yeah. Oh, thanks. Okay, I won't sing the whole thing because I know it's hard. The sound is weird, so. But my album is available on October 8th.
Nice.
And you can iTunes, Amazon, whatever, Australia, America, Thailand, wherever.
And, right. And you're just at heather-stewart.com. So I've been having yes. a book through and your that- website as well. And-
Yes, heather-stewart.com. And that song was actually written with one of Australia's own. Do you guys know who Mark Schultes is?
No, never heard of him.
Okay. He's an Aussie, and he's a great singer-songwriter, and you should check him out. Anyway.
Nice one, nice one. Now, what's Alex been up to?
He's doing a bunch of stuff. He's really getting into directing now, so he's directing a few different projects, which I will let him explain when he comes on the show, and he's also launching a new website, which I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it okay. or not, but...
Go on, it's tell us anyway.
Yeah, you're allowed to talk about it, it's okay.
Yeah, it's essentially a social network for gamers.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool, and it should be out, I think, within the next month or two.
All right.
So he's been working kind of crazy on that.
Wicked. All right, Jason, any questions for Heather? I'm sure you do.
Yeah, Heather, this is Jason. I just want to check, is your new album going to be on Spotify? Some of your other stuff is?
Yeah, it will be. Once it's out, it'll be on Spotify, but that'll be after October 8th.
Fantastic.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I love Spotify.
Absolutely.
I love Spotify. It's the best. Do you use Spotify, Heather? What do you think about Spotify?
Yes, I do love Spotify. I know there's a lot of musicians, you know, Amy Mann and Radiohead and all these people that are a little bit upset with Spotify and the money and whatnot. But I think for a musician like myself, it's a great way to get heard and recognized at this point in my career, you know?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. All right.
It's awesome.
Heather, this is Keith. Do you have a label that you like a separate label that you are contracted with, or do you publish yourself?
I don't. I'm publishing myself at the moment. I am all indie.
I think that's the right thing to do. I think
it's the right thing to. Well, I mean, I'm saying this now. I hope it's the right thing to do. I think so. So that's what I'm doing.
All right.
How long have you been in the industry for, Heather? Is this something you've always grown up singing and you've always wanted to do this, or was there a particular thing that pointed you?
I've been singing since I can remember, and my mom is a jazz singer with a beautiful voice. But I didn't start playing guitar and writing my own music kind of like 10 years ago, I guess. So it's been about 10 years that I've been doing the acting and singing and kind of honing my songwriting craft. So, you know, after the 10-year mark, I hope that's when you... when you make it.
It takes 10 years to be an overnight success.
It takes 10 years to be an overnight success, exactly. Mm. So that's what I'm hoping for.
All right. Jody, any questions?
Heather, I saw your Facebook, and you've got a Twitter, and I'm curious how you use social media to get the word out and how you use it perhaps to introduce people to your music.
That's such a great question. You know, I think for musicians, you just sort of have to, for gigs, for promoting music, I have videos that are online, just getting people to watch you and hear you and getting your music out there, it's crucial. There's no other, you have to do it. And I think that I've been pretty poor at it up until this point. And I am working with a publicity company for the first time ever to help me sort of streamline my Facebook, my YouTube, my website, all and kind of conquer the internet, if you will, for my music. But yeah, it's right now it's one fan at a time. Really, I'm just doing that, like playing a lot of local gigs, and then I'm shooting a video on Thursday, and I'm shooting another video in August, and that sort of thing, and connecting with fans. And I try to answer everybody's questions and connect with people personally. And, you know, especially as an indie artist, I think that is exciting. I like it when there's people that are, you know, I'm fans of that answer me back on Twitter, you know. It's exciting, yeah. And it makes me like them, and it makes me want to listen to more of their... I'm a big fan of... Do you guys know who Linda Perry is?
Linda Perry. I might have heard her, I'm not sure. Andrew Young?
She wrote the song Beautiful for Christina Aguilera, and she's a big songwriter, producer, and anyway, I follow her on Twitter, and I, you know, tweeted her one day, and she tweeted me back, and it was so exciting, and that at that point, I was like, I get it. I get the connection. I get why that's so important, because I'm now a lifelong fan, even more so.
All right, Jennifer, any questions?
Yeah, definitely. Heather, first of all, I wanted to say you have the voice of an angel. I could listen to you for hours upon hours upon hours and cannot wait for your album to come out. Congratulations to you with this.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You are very welcome. You're going to, this is just beautiful. I noticed I was reading your webpage is gorgeous as well. And I was reading about you, and it looks like you're going on tour maybe later on this year throughout the States.
It won't be throughout the States. It'll be a smaller tour, just financially. Yeah. I can't really afford to.
Well, yeah, being indie, yeah.
Yeah, and so the guy who produced my album, his name is Greg Critchley. He's out in Hilton Head now. In South Carolina. Yeah, so I just feel like as an artist to tour, it's much easier to tour back east because everything is just so much closer together. And he has a couple bands that he's working with that I am hoping to tour with them to kind of piggyback. They might have a bigger fan base than I do, and so I'm going to coattails my way.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, through the East Coast. So
where on the East Coast? Where?
I know.
Right now, Boston down through into Hilton Head and end up in Hilton Head. So Boston, Philadelphia, New York, yes. You know, Washington D.C., that sort of a thing. That's the plan anyway.
What about Australia, Heather?
Sketching it together now.
What about Australia? don't forget Australia.
I would love to come to Australia. I've actually been to Australia. I spent 3 months in Australia.
Oh, well,
backpacking.
What part of Australia did you go to?
I don't remember a lot of it because I had about 20 VBs every day, but it was beautiful.
Nice. That is so cool that you just remembered VB, the beer. That's fantastic.
No, yeah. I had a lot of VBs.
That's good.
I think I gained about 20 pounds in Australia.
You were so strange. Oh. Okay, Vincent, any questions for Heather?
No, not really. I was just noticing that you're on SoundCloud, and you know, SoundCloud's pretty amazing tool for promotion because it's just exploded in the last year or year and a half.
Absolutely.
I'm just curious how successful that has been in promoting and your awareness of your music.
Do you know? For me, right now, I'm using it mostly to send my new album out. I have a private link that I send out to get reviews and that sort of a thing. That's how I've been using SoundCloud. And once the album comes out, I'm sure I'll be using it in a wider capacity. But yeah, SoundCloud's just fantastic. So I'll be figuring out how to promote my album even more so after it is released on October 8th through SoundCloud, because it's great.
All right.
What?
And the big question, Heather, what kind of phone do you use?
Hang on, Andrew.
Right?
Jesus Christ, what did you ask that for?
Funny? I went to I had a Samsung for a while.
Come on.
I did the Galaxy.
Yeah, S4,
and I'm
mate.
Such an iPhone user that I had to go back. I went back to my old lover, the iPhone.
All right.
That's a Brad question.
That was my question.
She's a very smart
Did I steal your question again, Brad?
You couldn't help it.
Hey, I've got a question for you that's totally different.
Go ahead, Steve.
Now, this kind of has to do, even like well-known musical artists, nowadays it seems like they don't really make as much money off their albums or music per se, and they have to actually go on tour a lot, and they get most of their money like through ticket sales, through touring different places. So did that factor into your being going like independent, getting away from the record companies or something like that?
No, well, partly, yes. But even with touring nowadays, you know, I just read this article with Sheryl Crow, and she was like, I'm not, you know, touring for her is even expensive now and not making money. I think musicians nowadays get money by syncing their music in commercials, in film, in television. That just seems to be a great way to make money as a musician, is syncing your music to any type of entertainment. Because music is just going through such a weird, you know, there's the Amanda Palmers of the world who are kind of amazing and changing the way we listen and buy music, which I think is fantastic, because all of the older models are just kind of going the way of the dodo. And even with touring, yeah, sure, the Beyoncés of the world make money touring, but nobody else does.
All right.
You know.
Okay, so Jacob, any questions for Heather or Brian or Garth? Do you have any questions for her?
I do.
Go ahead, Jacob.
I was just going to ask, what types of music do you like?
What type of music do I like to listen to?
Yeah. Yeah,
yes.
It's such a crazy question, but I actually just had my my 15-year-old niece make me a playlist. I wanted to know what she and her friends were listening to. But right now I've been really into Vampire Weekend. I know it's everybody who's not. I love them a lot. But I'm also into this songwriter. Her name is Brandi Clark, and she's sort of a country folky writer. So it's really all over the map. And, you know, a little bit of hip hop here and there.
Good stuff. Do you like Eminem?
Do I like Eminem?
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, Eminem's cool.
He is cool.
He's cool. Very cool.
He's a cool dude.
He's Brian, any questions?
I have one more.
Hang on, Jacob. Come on. Go ahead, Brian. Sorry. Go ahead, mate.
Well,
sorry about that.
If you had the opportunity to tour with someone of, you know, that's already in the music scene, who would it be? I mean, that you would just go absolutely crazy, like say, yes, I'm going to tour with, you know, like Eminem or something.
Good question.
I'm not sure that I could open up for an Eminem concert.
I'm not saying like particularly Eminem, but you know,
no.
Who would you feel that would be a good match with what your music style is?
Does anybody here know who Lucinda Williams is?
I will in a second when I search them on Spotify.
I am a kind of a fanatical Lucinda Williams fan, so probably Lucinda Williams.
All right.
Yeah.
Or Diana
Or Bonnie Raitt. I think Bonnie Raitt probably as well.
I'd love to see you open for Diana Krall.
Or Diana Krall or Norah Jones even.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say yeah. Kiss.
What about Cheryl
Crow? Or Kiss. I could be part of the Kiss Army. Right. You know what I mean?
Okay, any Garth, you there, mate?
He's gone.
He's gone, is he? Okay, who
He's
else?
Gone.
Is he? Ozzy, are you
I'll take
him?
His spot.
Ozzy?
I've got another question for you. I'm seeing there's only 3 YouTube videos up. I'm just wondering if that's a conscious decision or, you know, why you're not executing on YouTube more than you are, Heather.
Oh, boy. My husband listening right now is shaking his head. Yeah, that is something that I'm just starting to do. I don't know. I think I was very reticent with, you know, new media. And like, I think with the Justin Biebers and the YouTube, I was like, I'm better than that. And now I realize that that is the way to go for exposure is doing YouTube videos. I hate to say it, but it really is the way what I have to do. So you'll be seeing a lot more videos from me in the next couple months.
Yay.
Fantastic.
Good stuff.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Okay.
Heather, if you could make it to the Bay Area, to Palo Alto, I will let you play in my house and I'll film the whole thing. We'll put a whole concert on YouTube.
Wow,
that's cool. Amazing! Let's hook that up.
Get on
up.
The Gilmore Gang.
From Keith.
Yeah, I'll invite all my friends to come and watch you.
Oh, done.
Yeah, do it, Keith. Do it, mate. Do it.
I'm in.
We'll even let the Australians Skype in and watch.
That'd be fantastic.
That might be going a little far, but okay.
Hey, Keith, what about flying us over to the US to watch it?
You know, as long as you can pay for the flight and the accommodation, it's good.
Okay, what about you, Andrew? What do you think, mate? Andrew, what do you think? Okay, no one's talking. Okay, Andrew, you there?
Yep.
I was just talking to you, mate. What do you think about what Keith said?
Oh, fantastic. Keith is a good and generous person and obviously very well connected, Heather.
Definitely.
You could get a long way by sticking around with Keith.
All right. Okay, let's move on. Okay, have a hang around for a minute. We're going to talk to you more. Keith T, welcome, man.
Thank you.
Tell us about your app.
Well, you guys must be bored by my app by now. You talk about it all the time.
We're not bored of it. We're never bored of it.
It's great. Jake, it's fantastic. We love using it.
Jacob, we've been using it on Android, so I love it on the Android.
You know, the app is it's an interesting thing. If any of you guys have ever done an app, you kind of think you know what you're doing and you put the app out there and you think you know what it's for, and then the users use it for something totally different than you meant them to use it for. And that's what's happened to Just Me. It's kind of started to be used for all this stuff that we didn't know it was going to be used for. And this week we launched a new message type that was learned from the users called Selfies. Oh. And, you know, it's been a big week or a big 2 weeks for Selfies because a famous CNN news guy called Geraldo Rivera took a picture of himself with just a towel wrapped around his waist when he was hammered at like 2 a.m. in the morning, and it became big news. And then Anthony Weiner obviously took pictures of his naked self, and his lady targets who he was sexting also did selfies of themselves in the shower. So in America on the news now, the word selfie has become this very well-known word, but there wasn't any app anywhere that let you do a selfie. So he said, you know what, our users are already doing selfies, so let's just be honest about it and get it out there, and let's say you can now do selfies on just.me. And it's unbelievable how many people are doing them. I mean, it's just thousands and thousands of people, and funnily enough, it's largely women and largely young women who are taking pictures of themselves several times a day in different parts of their day when they're either in a good mood or a bad mood, when they're just waking up or they're going to a party. It's all kinds of different stuff. And it feels a little bit like a phenomenon, but it isn't anything to do with what Just Me was originally intended for.
All right. Jacob, any questions? Let's go to Jacob for a minute. And what's your view on the app and that sort of stuff?
I like it. It's just sometimes it hangs for me.
On Android or on iOS?
Android.
Yeah, well, you know, we're working a lot on the Android. We have something called Crashalytics inside the Android. So we see every crash, and we think we've eliminated all crashes with the version we put out yesterday, which is just check that you've got this version. It's 1.1, it's a three-digit number, like 110, 1.110. And if you haven't, update it and see if that fixes your problem.
All right.
I updated it. It happened before the update.
Okay.
All right. Jason, any questions for Keith Tia?
No, I'm just downloading and installing the app now.
Okay. Nice one. On what device? What phone are you using?
The Galaxy Nexus.
Oh, sweet, mate. Okay. Vincent, any questions?
No, not really.
All right. Let's move on. Jennifer, any questions?
I just wanted to say, it made me more of a compliment, that I enjoy what you've done with the app, and I think that's... I'm actually installing the latest update now. I haven't updated because I was at a conference yesterday and just have been busy. But, so, just kudos. That's all I want to say is kudos. And how did you get into this? I mean, what... I know that the guys have interviewed you on the store before, but... on the show before. But how did you even get started into creating this app? What prompted you?
You know, the thing that actually prompted me is that my mum died about 2.5 years ago, and she had all of these pictures on a computer at home, and they got kind of lost when she passed away because my sister didn't know what to do with them, and it just occurred to me that the phone's such a fantastic thing for not just recording your life, but making it available to other people. So we started with the idea of taking pictures and videos just as you go through your day. And if you use Just Me rather than email or SMS to send that stuff to your friends and people, you get this wonderful byproduct of this like history of your life as a memory, which you can look at, but also other people can look at later if you allow them to. So it started with a kind of a personal desire to almost create like a Star Trek communicator for regular people that would allow them just to do what they normally do, which is send messages and pictures and videos to each other, but mm-hmm. to capture all that stuff in a private place in the cloud that becomes a memory. That's how it started.
All right, good stuff.
That's
Keith.
Nice
answer. Okay, what about
Keith? You're part of the Gilmore gang, and obviously you've been in technology for quite a while, and you know a lot of very influential people in technology. How has that benefited you starting your own app, and would that be something that's sort of a leg up that you've got over sort of a tech guy in the garage trying to do a similar thing with apps?
Well, you know, my biggest advantage is that I'm old and have got a lot of things wrong in my life and have learned from them. So I know how hard it is to do things and to be successful. I would say that, co-founding TechCrunch and being on the Gilmore Gang and stuff like that just means that I know people. And I think that these days, it's almost impossible to get an app distributed unless it gets publicity. You can't pay to get it installed, and there's no magic secret, you know, to get distribution. You have to have publicity, and I'm lucky that I know a lot of journalists, and I kind of understand what they need in order to tell a story. So Just Me has got very regular publicity. The other thing we did is we did the app in 32 languages and launched it simultaneously in 155 countries. And the publicity, therefore, was global. But even with that, I mean, let me tell you the numbers. Even with that, I think the last time I was on the show was soon after we launched. And we got about 30,000 users in the first few days. And then it slowed down. By the middle of May, we had 45,000 active users. And in the 70 days since then, our active users, the ones who actually use it every day, has gone up to about 110,000. And in the last 30 days, those people produced 6.5 million screen views. So that's still small. And that sounds like a big number, but it actually isn't. It's still small when you've got nearly a 1.5 billion smartphone users in the world. We have 107,000 of them active. So even with my advantages, it's incredibly hard to get, to get this thing to be spread. And the only way to spread it is to give users features they love that they want to share with their friends. It's the only thing you can do. Hence, doing selfies, because people seem to love them. Not everyone loves them, but a lot of people do, and they share them with friends, and they do private group conversations based around their selfies as well on the app, not just public ones. So the goal is to make the app wonderful enough for people to want to share it with friends, family, colleagues, or whatever.
So, Keith, what's next? What's next for Just Me?
We are going to take that whole selfie concept and extend it using a bunch of other hashtags.
Nice.
to things that people care about. Like for Heather, she might use the hashtag My Music, and other musicians might use that. People who are into food might use the hashtag My Food. People might want to use the hashtag My City or My Town.
Yep.
So we're going to give people ways to tell the story of their life by extending beyond just selfies to stuff about yourself.
Good stuff. All right. Any questions for any questions, Paul, or anyone else want to ask Keith a question before we wrap up?
Yeah, I have a question, Brad. I was just wondering, it seems like an isolated service at the moment. Are you planning on leveraging other social networks?
Well, we do, in that when you publish anything publicly on Just Me, you can publish it also to either Twitter or Facebook or in China to Sina Weibo.
But what about if I'd spent time building my network on Facebook? Is there any way to integrate that rather than have to re-follow everybody?
Well, yes. That's an interesting question. Just Me actually doesn't require you to do that, because everyone in your address book is automatically followed. So if you integrate your mobile address book with your Facebook friends, which on iOS you just do with one touch, you can just do it,
yep,
then you'll automatically be following them on Just Me as well.
Gotcha, yep.
All right, good stuff. All right, Keith, what do you want to say before we go, mate? Just Me.
Nothing, just thanks for having me on.
No problem, mate, and enjoy the app, get it.
It just created my profile.
And I'll just say too that when you go to Just Me and you look at the trending, I really love the user interface that you've got there, Keith, where you've got border, picture-to-picture, borderless with a little bit of text over the top. It makes it a really good experience viewing each image in that, in the wall and the news feed there. So it's a really nice flick through.
You know what you should do is go and see the designer, because he actually lives in Melbourne, just north of New Brighton.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
He's called Alex Komarov. He's the chief designer on Just.me.
Okay, let's go down there, Andrew, and see him one day. Steve, you look shocked by something. I'm not sure why you're shocked, mate, but anyway.
Oh, no.
Okay, Andrew, wrap up, mate, and Elsie, you still here?
Yes, I am.
How are you? Well, how's your iPad, by the way?
It's amazing.
Are you going to get the Just Me up?
Maybe.
It's also on iPad too, yeah. Keith, isn't it?
Huh?
It's also on the iPad too. Keith launched on the iPad.
Yeah. We released the iPad version last week.
Yeah, nice one. Good one. Love it on the iPad. Okay, Jody, final thoughts, mate?
Just want to say, tremendous show, guys. 250 episodes. Quite an accomplishment, Brad.
It is indeed.
So, yeah.
Congrats.
Yes. Well done. Absolutely.
Yes, it is very done. Very well done. Yep. Andrew, Jody, what's your Twitter?
You can find me on Twitter as Sunswept and everywhere else as either Jody Rains or webmarcom.net.
And me, Brad Ozentech Webcast. Andrew?
Just congratulations, Brad. Thanks, on 250 shows, and also Jody and Steve, who have been with Brad for a lot of that time as well. And thank you to everyone who we've had on the show today, and everybody who's been on the show, all 250 shows. And if you want to grab me, I'm at zafo.com/Andrew, or Twitter and Facebook /AriFromOz.
All right, Heather, where can I get you at?
You can get me at my website, heather-stewart.com, or I'm on Twitter at just Heather Stewart.
Whose phone's ringing?
Yeah, and thank you so much for having me on the show.
No problem.
Thank you.
Never.
It was fantastic. It was so fun.
Love the music. Enjoy the app. Paul, where can I get you at?
You can catch me on YouTube and Twitter with the PKR12. And you can also download my app off iTunes as well.
Definitely, mate. How's your HTC One, by the way?
So far, so good. It's been one day, so...
Have you moved from the iPhone for good?
Sorry?
Have you moved from the iPhone for good to the HTC One?
Well, I've got to, so because I sold my iPhone 5. But,
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You sold your iPhone 5?
Yeah.
Jeez, mate, that's a bad move. What happens if you want to go back to the iPhone?
I wouldn't. I would have to just stick with what I'm doing.
All right, good on you. Good on you, mate. Vincent.
Yeah, hey, happy 250.
Thanks,
mate. That would be about, 5 years, is it, almost?
5 years of Tech Webcast.
Yeah. When did you start? Do you know?
I can't remember, mate. I think it was 209 or something.
Okay. 209 or something. Well, anyway, you can catch me on vintuitive.com. That's intuitive with a V, and everywhere else with the same name.
Yep, and also I just want to mention, thank you, Vincent, for doing all the work on the website as well. Appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
And if anyone else wants any work done, they can check out your website and that sort of stuff, vintuitive.com.
They certainly can. Thank you.
Yep, and email him for work and stuff. He does a great job. Who else do we need to ask, Andrew? Jennifer.
Yes. First, I want to say I really like your new intro for the show. Who did that?
That's not a new intro. That's an old one.
Oh, that's an old... It sounds totally different.
Yeah, that's a new one.
It must be a really, really old one.
I've been using that one because the other dude's not in the podcast anymore, so...
Okay, what? That was a whole new one.
That's a new one.
Well, hey, it's cool anyway,
It is cool. Very cool,
Well, you can find me at jenniferruggiero.com, and then also I have a podcast called Get Nerdy With It, so at getnerdywithit.com. And thanks for having me on.
Plug the website, the podcast again, Jennifer, because, you know...
I'll plug. I'm sorry. Say that.
Plug your website. Your podcast again. Plug it again.
Oh. Getnerdywithit.com. Right. Get nerdy with it.
Good stuff. Jacob the name Jones. Of the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, right. Jacob Jones.
Hey, that was a good 250th episode.
Yep. And where can they get you on Twitter?
You can follow me at jazzbot32669.
Hang on for a second.
I'll spell it out for you.
No, don't spell it out, mate. Say the numbers slow. You talk too fast. When you see the numbers, people can't understand the numbers.
Why do you have a random number at the end of your Twitter, Jacob? That's the question. Over 250 shows, no one's asked.
That's the.
I think it's a zip code.
Yeah, that's
Jacob,
is
that your zip code?
That's
your.
When I put it in, someone had the original, so it automatically put the zip.
Gotcha.
All right, Brian Buo, where can I get you at?
You can find me at Brian Boer on Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus. Let's see, it's gplus.to/Brian Boer.
Okay.
Boher, so you know how to spell it, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm going to try to work on my modern day computers website if I ever have the time.
All right. Well, good luck with that. Hope it all works out for you, mate.
Yeah, but a geek's got to eat, so I got a job to do.
All right. Well, you do. What do you do again?
I am a IT guy at Citigroup.
Okay, good stuff. Jason, did we ask you?
No, not yet.
Okay,
you can find all about what I'm up to at techau.tv, or I'm very active on Twitter, and that's just at techau.
Okay, what's your favorite phone at the moment, Jason, you've been using?
I was still loving the 920, eager to get my hands on the 1020. That camera looks insane, so can't wait for that to get to Australia.
Oh, definitely, mate. And All right. Andrew, who else we can ask? Twitter us.
Ozzy Ramos.
Ozzy Ramos, where can I get you at?
I don't really have anything.
Really?
I'm not on Facebook or Twitter. So,
yeah, you left Facebook, didn't you?
Find me in the Bay Area.
Yeah. You left Facebook, didn't you, Ozzy? You left Facebook, didn't you, Ozzy?
It's like you don't exist.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, it's crazy. No, I've been on Facebook for so long. And
so what
Brad actually nice sent a pigeon out to Ozzy to get her on the show now.
So, Ozzy, why did you leave Facebook?
I just needed some privacy.
Yeah, fair enough.
A little bit, and it's really nice.
That's good on you.
Understandable.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. All right. Okay, Andrew, final thoughts, mate? Steve, before you go, final thoughts, Steve?
Okay. Of course, it's a great 250th episode year. You had a couple of years of great guests.
Oh, yeah.
Every week is probably the most interesting.
More to come. I want to try and get Kevin Rose on and Alex on at the same time if I can, but we'll keep working on that.
I'll try to make that happen.
Oh, that'd be good, Heather. Yeah, appreciate that, mate. That'd be fantastic.
I'll put in a good word.
Okay. Is Dig Nation coming?
I'd love to get Sean Parker on the show. That would be a whole lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, you on his show, weren't you, Andrew?
No.
Who's that other dude you're on his show? I'll show you on. You're on up at 4 a.m. or something.
Oh, that was, that was a show from New York.
Okay, what was that?
New York City. Yeah, had a live radio show thing I did there.
Okay. Is Dig Nation coming back at all, Heather? Do you know?
Oh. I'm gonna choose not to say anything because I don't want to start any rumors.
Okay. All right.
We always like rumors.
Yeah, we love rumors, and it's also good for this podcast to get.
I think there's been talk of not it coming back, but maybe a one-off show.
Okay.
So, all right. Yes, sweet. That's a possibility.
All right. Good stuff. Come back on any time.
For sure.
Appreciate your time.
And, absolutely, thank you.
Thank you, and thank you to Keith Tia as well.
You're welcome.
And, Andrew, wrap up, mate, and say what you want to say.
Great. Thank you again to everybody for being on the show. Heather, thank you so much for singing today, and that was 250 episodes of Tech Webcast, and tune in again next week, and we'll have another special guest on.
And we have got Steve from the Tech Buzz next week.
Absolutely, looking forward to it.
Can't wait. Thank you for being on. Thanks.
Hi, Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. Join Will, Eric and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. A weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechheads.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest running Tech News Podcast.
Well, that's it for Tech Webcast this week. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed having your mind expanded. Tune in next week for more Tech Talk with Brad, Jason, and whatever crazy guests they've managed to rope in. Don't forget to get the Tech Webcast app from iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and of course, check us out on Facebook too. Until next time, may the tech be with you. Peace!